A group of very patient astronomers is reporting new evidence that a supermassive black hole lives in the center of our galaxy. The team has been watching a handful of stars in the neighborhood for a decade, waiting for one to swerve. Now one has. The scientists say the shape of its orbit can only be explained by the pull of a black hole. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
The work was done with a telescope atop a mountain in northern Chile. It's a large telescope called the VLT, which actually stands for Very Large Telescope. With it, scientists can see all the way to the crowded center of our galaxy. Astronomers have known that there is something very, very heavy there, weighing some 3.5 million times as much as our sun. But in order to prove it is a black hole and not a jumble of other stuff, they have to show that all that material is packed into a very small space. One way to sort this out is by watching how stars around the object move. This is tedious work. Reinhard Genzel is an astrophysicist at the Max Planck Institute in Germany.
Two or three of these stars have orbital timescales of 100 years, so that's very slow, okay? Very slow. And so this is on a different timescale than human lives or postdoc or student lifetime.
The hope was that one day they'd find a star with a less ponderous orbit, one they could see pick up speed as it got pulled toward the black hole or whatever it was and loop back out again. The closer it came to that central thing, the smaller that thing had to be, and the more likely it was a black hole. For 10 years, Genzel and his colleagues watched stars in the galactic center poke along until this March, when one star called S2 started diving in toward the center.
And then we were seeing, within 2 months, we were seeing that star move at a speed of 200 times the Earth around the sun, okay? So it was moving at enormous speeds back at that point. So that's when we knew we had caught it right around the point when it was very close to the black hole.
Some scientists had proposed that the thing at our galaxy's center could be a cluster of other objects, like neutron stars, but this indicates otherwise. Andrea Ghez is an astrophysicist at the University of California, Los Angeles.
This experiment is a huge step forward. It confines the mass to 1,000 times smaller volume, so that strengthens the case for a black hole tremendously.
The star is now slowing down, continuing along its orbit away from the likely black hole. In another 15 years or so, it will come around again, which Ghez would love to watch.
So if we live long enough, unfortunately I'm young enough that I can think about doing this, the orbit will evolve according to the laws of general relativity. So it's a test of general relativity.
A test of Einstein.
Yeah.
And there have been few true tests of Einstein's theory of gravity. All this depends, however, on the fate of the poor star circling the black hole.
It depends on who he runs into. It's like a crowded party at the center of our galaxy. If this star collides with another star, which is actually quite likely, it could be perturbed in such a way that it will fall into the center of the galaxy. And this may be one of the important ways in which the black hole is fed.
That would teach scientists less, but it would be a chance to watch a star be swallowed whole. The research appears in the journal Nature. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.